Hi, Rebecca Shear here, inviting you to join the Circle Round Club. You can get ad-free episodes, bonus bedtime stories, and first dibs on tickets to Circle Round events, plus exclusive access to our club store, where you can get special extras, like a personalized birthday message from me. Join today at wbur.org/CircleRoundClub.
Produced by the iLab at WBUR, Boston.
Hi, Rebecca Shear here. As you listen right now, the Circle Round team is busy creating a whole new season of stories for you. Folk tales from around the world, featuring fantastic actors from the stage and screen. So today, we're bringing you a special encore edition from season one, a story you may have missed the first time around, or you might have fun hearing all over again. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. Have you ever had trouble? Trouble making something happen? Trouble getting something done? Life seemed hard, right? No matter what you did or what you said, it felt like things couldn't get any worse. Has that ever happened to you? Well, you're not alone. We're about to meet a man who felt exactly the same way you did, and he decided to do something about it. Something involving feathers and fur and one very noisy house. I'm Rebecca Shear, and welcome to Circle Round, where story time happens all the time. Today, our story is called It Could Always Get Worse. It's an old Yiddish folktale that goes back years and years. Some really great people came together to bring you our tale, including Jason Alexander. Grown-ups, you might recognize Jason from Seinfeld and Hit the Road. So circle around, everyone, for It Could Always Get Worse. Once upon a time, in a village far, far away, there lived a man. The man lived a simple life and shared a tiny one-room house with his wife, their four children, his mother, his father, plus two cats and two dogs. Can you imagine one tiny room with two parents, four kids, two grandparents, plus two cats and two dogs? The winds were cold in the man's village, and the land was covered with snow. Life was not easy, and the man had to work hard. His wife had to work hard, too, helping him harvest their vegetables and feed their animals. For outside the tiny one-room house lived two goats, six chickens, and one brown cow. The man's four children helped with the work, too, collecting the chickens' eggs and milking the cow before they went off to school. At the end of the day, everyone was so very tired. But the tiny one-room house was so very small, there was never enough room to relax. One day, the man decided he had had enough. He trudged through the snow to the wisest person in the village, an old woman. When he reached her cottage, he sat down across from her and looked into her bright blue eyes.
"Dear old woman, it is so crowded in my house. I mean, really, there is no peace, no quiet, no place to sleep. What should I do?"
The old woman rocked in her creaky old chair and thought for a moment.
"Let me ask you, dear man, do you have a goat?"
"Why, yes. You won't believe this, but I have two goats."
"Then do as I say. Take the two goats, bring them into your house, and keep them inside with your family."
The man thought this was a funny request, but he did as the wise old woman said. After trudging back home through the snow, he brought his two goats into the tiny one-room house. When everyone in his family saw the goats, his wife, his four children, his mother, his father, they were all very confused, especially his youngest child.
"Why are the goats inside the house?"
The man smiled.
"Just wait and see. It will make more sense in the morning."
Honestly, the man wasn't sure why the goats were in the house, but at this point he was willing to try anything. That night, after everyone settled into bed, the man, his wife, his four children, his mother, and his father. It was extra noisy in the tiny one-room house. What with the goats bleating and jumping on the furniture, no one could get a wink of sleep. The next morning, the tired man trudged back through the snow to the wise old woman. The wind whipped his ears as he walked. When he reached her cottage, once again, he sat down across from her and looked into her twinkling blue eyes.
Oh, wise elder, I did what you said, but last night was terrible. I mean, seriously bad. The goats were so noisy and they jumped on all the furniture. The house felt even tinier than before. What should we do? Do you have any advice?
The wise old woman leaned forward in her creaky old chair.
My dear friend, do you have any chickens?
Why, yes, I do. In fact, I have six beautiful chickens, all different colors. There's Matilda and Bertie and Sam and Ramona.
Then do as I say. Take those six beautiful chickens and bring them into your house, too.
And keep the goats? The chickens and the goats?
Of course.
And that's going to help?
Oh, yes.
At this point, the man was really very confused. But he did as the wise old woman said. He trudged back through the snow, and as soon as he got home, he rounded up his six chickens from the coop and brought them into the house. When everyone in his family saw the chickens, his wife, his four children, his mother, his father, they were even more confused than before, especially his youngest child.
Why are the goats and now the chickens inside the house?
The man shrugged his shoulders.
Just wait and see. It will make more sense in the morning, I think.
Well, what do you think? Will it make more sense in the morning? We'll find out after a quick break.
Support for the Circle Round podcast comes from Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that lets you find candidates fast. Ditch the busy work and use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And listeners get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/CircleRound. That's Indeed.com/CircleRound. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back to Circle Round. I'm Rebecca Shear. Today our story is called It Could Always Get Worse. When we left off, a man was desperately trying to make things better in his tiny one-room house. He already lived with his wife, their four children, his mother, his father, plus two cats and two dogs. But a wise old woman told him to bring even more company into the house, his two goats, plus his six chickens. That night, after everyone settled into bed, the man, his wife, his four children, his mother, and his father, the goats started bleating and jumping on the furniture, and the chickens started squawking and pecking at the floors. No one could get any rest. And oh, what a stench! The tiny one-room house smelled terrible. The next morning, the exhausted man trudged once more through the snow. The wind was so biting, it stung his nose. When he reached the old woman's cottage, he sat down across from her, and again, he looked into her sparkling blue eyes.
Dear wise old woman, I did everything you said. My goats are living inside the house with us, and now the chickens are too. But now the house is so, so crowded. My family is so, so unhappy. Please help me.
The wise old woman slowly rose from her creaky old chair. She lifted her soft, wrinkled hands and placed them on the man's shoulders.
My son, tell me, do you have a cow?
The man dropped his head in frustration.
Why, yes, I have a cow. One brown cow. She's a good girl. We call her Hanalea.
Then do as I say. Take that brown cow and bring it into your house, too.
And keep the...
Of course.
And that's coming, too.
Yes, it will help.
The man couldn't believe his bad luck, but he did as the wise old woman said. He trudged back home in the snow, with the wild wind nearly taking his breath away. He went to the barn and got his cow, gently leading it through the front door of his tiny one-room house. When everyone in his family saw the cow, his wife, his four children, his mother, his father, they were more confused than ever, especially his youngest child.
Why are the goats and the chickens and now the cow inside the house?
The poor man sighed.
Just wait and see. It will make more sense in the morning, I hope.
That night, after everyone settled into bed, the man, his wife, his four children, his mother, and his father, the tiny one-room house was noisier than ever. Bleating goats, squawking chickens, mooing cows, not to mention the vicious wind whipping outside. The next morning, the man could barely keep his eyes open. Once more, he trudged through the snow toward the wise old woman's cottage. The wind was especially cold, and the snow was especially deep. The man stumbled through the old woman's door and stared into her glittering blue eyes.
Dear wise old woman, my family and I cannot take it any longer. The house is so crowded and noisy and smelly. I don't know what else to do. How will we ever find some peace? We have done everything you asked, but please, I beg you, tell me you have some other ideas.
The old woman sat in her creaky old chair and raised a mug of steaming hot tea to her weathered lips.
My dear man, go home and take all of your animals, the two goats, the six chickens, and the one brown cow, and put them in the barn. Now turn around and do as I say.
The man turned around and trudged back home through the snow. He immediately went into his house and guided all the animals into the barn. First the brown cow, then the two goats, and then the six chickens. That night, after dinner, the family settled into their beds. Only this time, it was so quiet, so peaceful. No bleating, no squawking, no mooing. Even the wild winds seemed to have gone away. The next morning, the man trudged through the snow to visit the wise old woman. Only this time, he sang a little song to himself instead of grunting into the wind.
Dear wise old woman, you are a genius! I did what you asked, and my house is so spacious, so peaceful, so comfortable. We could all fit around the table at dinner time. It was so much easier to sleep. Life is such a pleasure again. How do I begin to thank you?
The wise old woman leaned back in her creaky old chair, her blue eyes shimmering more brightly than ever. And she smiled. Now it's your turn. Have you ever come across a problem you didn't know how to solve? What did you do to find a solution? Share your story with someone you know. And if you want, share it with us. Ask a grown-up if you can record your story on a smartphone, then send it our way. And tell that grown-up that our email address is circleround@wbur.org. Special thanks to our actors in today's tale, Naomi Jacobson, Natalia Lewis, and Jason Alexander. To hear more of our folk tales from around the world, visit our website, wbur.org/circleround, and subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts. Circle Round is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Rebecca Shear. Thanks for circling around with us.